This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
God does not call professional Christians to the body of Christ. He called you. And He called me. And He calls people into the church with a specific gift in mind, that He's gifted you for a purpose. And it never occurs, unfortunately, to people that God may have brought you, get this, to this specific body of Christ. Not so you could take up a seat and take up space, but you could be used by the Holy Spirit Himself to bless people and to minister to people. If we could bring up verse 2 again, this is such an interesting verse. I've never heard anyone talk about it in my life that I can remember. Verse 2, you know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Paul is telling the people at Corinth that none of them had been a Christian for more than 7 years, by the way. That's what one scholar says. He said, before you became a Christian, you were pagans. And by the way, before you came to Christ, you were a pagan. That may shock some people, but the pagan means just a non-believer, somebody who doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. And he said, before, when you were pagans, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. I want to suggest to you this, that there's all kinds of influence out there to lead you astray and me astray. Think of the influences in your life this week. Now be honest. Think of just what you had possibly thrown at you this week in the way of negative influence, immoral influence, influence that contradicts the very God you say you believe in. And we can be led astray by the influences that come into our life. I mentioned this recently. I believe it with all my heart that everything in our culture is spirit-driven. What does that mean? That everything in our culture has a spirit behind it. Everything in our culture, there's a spirit either of Christ, a godly spirit, or an ungodly spirit behind everything that happens. That sounds melodramatic, maybe a little heavy-handed to people. I just happen to believe it's the truth. I really do. Let's bring up verse 3. This is a very important verse. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. In other words, the Holy Spirit would never motivate you to say, Jesus be cursed. But the Holy Spirit is the one who inspires you, enables you to say three simple words, Jesus is Lord. What does that mean? It means that no one can convince you intellectually that Jesus Christ is who He claimed to be. No one argues anybody into the kingdom of God. Nobody debates another person, and finally they say, you win the debate. You're right. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's an inside job, and no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit of God, somehow, some way, testifying or speaking to your spirit inside you. In a place in your body, I have no idea where it is, so to speak. It's just inside your life. And those words, get this, come out of your mouth almost as a statement of recognition. Jesus is Lord. He really is. And it can hit someone in the middle of the night as they wake up from a deep sleep. It can come to someone on the freeway when they're driving to work. It can happen during a communion service. It can happen in a private, public moment. It doesn't matter. But three words come to your spirit. Jesus is Lord. It's by the Holy Spirit of God. Well, normally I wait till the end of the message to make an appeal like this, but I feel like I need to do it now. There's somebody listening today that needs to say those words, Jesus is Lord. You may be in a car, you may be in a meeting, you may be wherever, but you need to make that acknowledgement today that Jesus Christ is Lord. Most important thing you'll ever do with your life. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.